And this morning, you will not know why we sing this hymn until the very end of this message.
今天早晨你们不会知道我们为什么唱这首诗歌，直到这信息的末了。
So if you fall asleep during the message time, you may not know why we sing this song.
所以你在信息的一半若睡着了，你就不知道我们为什么要唱这首诗歌。
So if you have desire to know why we sing this hymn, you have to pay attention.
所以如果你渴慕想知道我们为什么唱这首诗歌，你需要注意。
And this morning we'd like to read from the book of Deuteronomy.
今天早晨我们要读《生命记》。
I want to start with Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9 through verse 12.
我们要读《生命记》第九章第九节到十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9, from verse 9 through verse 12.
生命记第九章九到十二节。
It's a story that we knew very well.
这是我们很熟悉的故事。
But there are a few things that we may not have paid attention to.
但是可能有几件事我们并没有注意到。
When I went up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord had made with you, then I remained on the mountain 40 days and nights. I neither ate bread nor drank waters. The Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, written by the finger of God. And on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. It came about at the end of 40 days and nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, Arise, go down from there quickly, for your people, whom you have brought out of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made a molten image for themselves.
生命记第九章九到十二节。我上了山，要领受两块法板石板，就是耶和华与你们立约的板。那时我在山上住了四十昼夜，没有吃饭，也没有喝水。耶和华把那两块石板交给我，是神用指头写的。板上所写的是照耶和华在大会的日子，在山上从火中对你们所说的一切话。过了四十昼夜，耶和华把那两块石板，就是约板，交给我，对我说，你起来赶快下去，因为你从埃及领出来的百姓已经败坏了自己，他们快快地偏离了我所吩咐的道，为自己铸成了偶像。
There are two things that we may not pay attention to before.
以前我们可能没有注意到有两件事。
First thing is that the Lord has spoken with the people of Israel at the mountains.
第一件就是主对神对以色列人是在山上说的。
In the beginning, originally, God spoke to all people of Israel.
在起初，神是对所有的以色列人说。
Alright, the second point we may not have pay attention to is God spoke from the midst of the fire.
第二点我们可能没有注意到的是，神在火中对他们说话。
Let's continue to read chapter 9, verse 15 to 17.
让我们再读《生命记》第九章十五到十七节。
So I turned and came down from the mountain, where the mountain was burning with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I saw that you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God. You have made for yourselves a molten calf. You have turned aside quickly from the way which the Lord had commanded you. I took hold.Of the two tablets and threw them from my hands and smashed them before your eyes.
生命记九章十五到十七节。于是我转身下山，山被火烧着，两块约板在我两手之中。我一看见你们得罪了耶和华你们的神，铸成了牛犊，快快地偏离了耶和华所吩咐你们的道，我就把那两块板从我手中扔下去，在你们眼前摔碎了。
Then I will read two portions of scripture. These are the two main points of this message. The first point is Deuteronomy chapter 10, first two verses, 1 and 2.
我们再读两处圣经，这是我们今天信息的主要的经节。第一处是《申命记》10章1到2节。
At that time, the Lord said to me, "Cut out for yourself 2 tablets of stone like the former ones, and come up to me on mountains, and make an ark of wood for yourself. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you have shattered, and you shall put them in the ark."
申命记10章1节， 那时耶和华吩咐我说， 你要凿出2块石板和先前的一样， 上山到我这里来， 又要做一木柜， 你先前摔碎的那板， 其上的字我要写在这板上， 你要将这板放在柜中。
So this is our first major point. The testimony must be put in the ark.
这是我们第一个重点， 见证必须在柜里。
Move on to the second point. In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 16.
第二点是在希伯来书10章16节。
Hebrew chapter 10, verse 16. "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them," he then says.
希伯来书10章16节， 主说， 那些日子以后， 我与他们所立的约乃是这样， 我要将我的律法写在他们的心上， 又要放在他们的里面。
And this is my second point. These words must be written upon our heart.
这是第二个重点， 这些律法要写在我们的心上。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for the privilege for us to come before your table.
父，我们要感谢你， 我们能有这样的权利来到你桌子面前。
And we want to thank you for all the provision that you have made.
我们要感谢你所为我们预备的一切。
For us to enjoy such a great feast before you.
让我们能够享受这何等伟大的宴席。
Lord, we do recognize that we live in the last days before your coming.
我们知道我们活在你来以前的最后的世代。
And it is very urgent for us to prepare for your coming.
我们是非常迫切的需要预备你的再来。
And we pray that this morning through a little sharing upon your words, the Holy Spirit would prepare us all.
我们祷告今天早晨借着这分享你的话语， 圣灵能够来预备我们。
We want to recognize our own weakness in speaking in translation.
我们承认我们的软弱在说在翻译。
Therefore we want to ask for your mercy.
因此我们要求你的怜悯。
To help us for the next hour.
在下一个钟头来帮助我们。
We commit this time into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们把这段时间交托在你的手中， 奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
We are very familiar with this story about 2 tablets.
我们都非常熟悉这2块石板的故事。
And God wrote by his own finger the words that he spoke to Israelites.
神用自己的指头把他向以色列人所说的话写在石板上。
And we often refer to what had been written on the 2 tablets as the 10 commandments.
我们常说这写在石板上的就是那10条诫命10诫。
If you pay attention that this story was referred to in the Bible many times.
你如果注意的话，这个故事在圣经里头提到好几次。
And the 10 commandments form the base for the laws.
这10诫就是律法的根基。
But very strangely, in the Bible, these 10 commandments were often referred to as the testimony.
但是很奇怪就是这10诫却常常被说成是见证。
If you happen to have English translation, pay attention to, they always translate the tablet as the testimony.
如果你有英文版的圣经， 你会注意到这10诫总是翻译成见证。
So what is the relationship between the 10 commandments and the testimony?
所以十诫和见证有什么关系？
It's actually very simple.
非常简单。
If a person can live on this earth according to the Ten Commandments, and this person will be the testimony.
如果一个人能遵照十诫活在这地上，那这个人就是在做见证。
God gave the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel.
神把十诫赐给以色列人。
Hope that they can live according to these Ten Commandments.
希望他们能遵照这十诫而生活。
Then if they do, they will become the testimony on this earth for God.
如果他们如此行，他们就能在地上成为神的见证。
But when we read that portion of Scripture, we realize that God spoke those words to the people of Israel. God spoke from the midst of the fire.
但是当我们读这段圣经的时候，我们就看到当主向以色列人说这话时，主是在火中向他们说的。
We all have an impression that God spoke to Moses alone.
我们都有这印象，主是单单向摩西说话。
But that's not the case in the beginning.
但是在开始的时候并不是如此。
If you read Deuteronomy chapter 5, in the beginning, God spoke to the whole Israel on the mountains.
如果你读生命记第五章，你就看到在开始的时候，神是向全以色列人说着，在山上说着话。
Every one of them could hear the voice of the Lord.
每一个人都可以听见神的话。
But however, as they heard the voice of the Lord, the mountain was burning with fire.
但是当他们听见神的话时，这山是被火烧着。
And the people of Israel were so afraid of the fire.
这以色列人是非常惧怕这火。
They felt if they heard the voice of the Lord any longer, they would be consumed by the fire.
他们感觉如果他们继续在听主的话，他们就会被火所烧灭了。
So they asked Moses, Moses, you go near, you continue to hear from the Lord.
因此他们对摩西说，摩西你近前去，你继续去听神的话。
But we have to live here.
但我们必须留在这里。
No, we have to leave.
我们必须离开。
And later on, then you can relay what the Lord has spoken to you to us later.
等一会儿你再跟我们传达神向你说的话。
Therefore, they left the mountain and went into their tents.
因此他们离开了山，进入他们的帐幕。
God's intention was to speak to the people of Israel in person.
神的目的是要向以色列人面对面的说话。
But because their fear of the fire, God could only speak to Moses.
但是因为以色列人惧怕这火，所以神只能向摩西说话。
So Moses remained on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
因此摩西就在山上停留了40昼夜。
Then after 40 days, the Lord gave Moses these two tablets.
因此40天之后，神就赐给摩西这两块石板。
During those 40 days, the people of Israel built a molten calf.
在这四十天中，这以色列人就造了一座金牛犊。
And they worship the calf.
他们敬拜着金牛犊。
And we find that this happened after that they have heard the Ten Commandments.
我们就发现这是在他们听见十诫以后所做的。
And from that point on, throughout their history, the idol worship became the central issue of the Old Testament.
从那时开始，我们就看到敬拜偶像就是在以色列历史当中一个中心的问题。
You see them in the Kings, in the Chronicles, in the major prophets, in minor prophets.
你看到在列王记、在历代志、在大先知书、小先知书。
Have you ever thought about why the Old Testament gave so much attention to idol worship?
你有没有想到？为什么旧约要如此的注重这要讲到这拜偶像的问题
？Because the idol worship is a direct challenge to the Ten Commandments.
因为拜偶像就是直接挑战了十诫。
And idol worship is direct violation of the first commandment.
拜偶像是直接违反了十诫的第一诫。
And are we free from idol worship today?
我们今天是不是不再拜偶像了呢？
And what is the idol in today's environment?
在今天的环境中，偶像是什么？
In Psalm, there is a definition of idol.
在诗篇里说到偶像的定义。
He said, the idol is the work of man's hands.
那里说，偶像是人手所造的。
In other words, anything created by man has the potential to become an idol.
因此，所有用人手所造的事物都有可能成为偶像。
But when exactly something will become an idol?
但是到底什么时候会成为一件事能成为偶像呢？
It is when we honor it more than we honor the Lord.
是当我们看重这事过于看重神。
When we give this thing a higher priority than what we would have given the Lord, then this thing becomes an idol.
当我们给一件事比神有更高的优先权，那我们就这件事就成了偶像。
In order to bring this into the reality of our daily life, I need to illustrate a little bit more.
要把这件事情带入生活中的实际，我还要说明更多。
Education is the work of man.
教育是人手所造的。
And education is important.
教育是重要的。
However, if we give education a position which is higher than that of the Lord, then education is an idol.
但是如果我们把教育放在比神更高的地位上，那教育就成了偶像。
Let me further illustrate this so that we can understand.
让我更多来说明这点，所以我们可以明白。
As a parent, we all want our children to have the best education.
我们做父母的都希望我们的孩子有最好的教育。
But this is not wrong by itself.
这件事本身不是错的。
But the problem is,
但这问题是
that's exactly the thinking of every other parent.
这就是所有父母所想的。
If every parent want their child to go to the best school, then going to the best school will be very difficult.
如果每个位父母都希望他的孩子去最好的学校，那么进入最好的学校就是很困难了。
Therefore, in order for you and your child to achieve your intentions, then you have to put in huge effort.
所以如果你和你的孩子想要达到这个目的，你就要非常努力。
And to get into the best school, having a very good grade is not enough.
所以要进好的学校，你只是有好的成绩还不够。
I think you all knew this.
我想你们都知道这点。
So you have to find a way to make you special.
所以你要想办法让这孩子成为很特别。
You have to do something extra.
你必须要做得更多。
Could be anything, but as long as it's something that extra make youstands out.
可能是任何事，你只要做了更多，要让你让这个孩子能够突出。
Suppose that your child is an athlete.
如果你的孩子是个运动员。
Just participation of sports is not enough.
只是参加运动是不够的。
He has to be good.
你必须是非常好。
It's probably if he can win a competition at the state level, that may be good enough.
也许你要得着一个洲际竞赛的冠军，让这样的才够。
Okay, now I'm making up a story. I'm not talking to any one of you right now.
我只是假定你的故事，
right,
并没有向每位学生。
Don't think I'm talking about you.
你不要觉得我是在说你。
This is completely a make up person.
这完全是一个虚构的事。
You have a child who is a very good athlete.
你有个孩子，他是非常好的运动员。
He's very good enough that.The coach in the high school is not good enough for him.
他非常的好，以至于高中的教练还不够。
And in order to win a competition at the state level, you need a very good coach.
为了要赢得洲际的比赛，你需要一个更好的教练。
And fortunately that you find a coach like that.
那你很幸运的，你找到了一位教练。
And this coach is willing to coach your child.
而这个教练非常想教导你的孩子。
But the only available slot for your child is Sunday morning.
但是他唯一能教的时间就是主日的早上。
Now you have a choice to make.
那现在你就有一个选择。
Do I send my child to the coach?
我把孩子送去让这个教练来教导吗？
Or do I bring my child to worship?
或是我带我的孩子来主日敬拜。
I'm not saying that if you didn't bring your child to worship, then you are worshiping idol. I'm not saying that.
我不是说, 如果你没有把你的孩子带来, 参加主日敬拜, 你就是敬拜偶像。
But I am saying that a decision like that will raise the position of education by a notch.
但是我, 如果你, 你做这样的决定, 你就把这教育抬高了一步。
If you continue to make the similar decisions, then one day the position of education will be higher than that of the Lord.
如果你继续不断地做这样的决定, 有一天这教育的优先就在你的主之前了。
And the education becomes an idol.
那这教育就成为偶像了。
So we're making this kind of decision every day in our life.
在我们生活中每天我们都在做这样的决定。
But we have to know what are the consequences of those decisions.
但我们必须说这样决定的后果是什么。
What are the significance of those decisions?
这些决定的重要性是什么。
We're elevating something higher and higher and higher.
我们就把某一样事 抬高了他的地位, 越来越高。
Now eventually, that thing will become our idol.
最后那件事就会成为我们的偶像。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给你另一个例子。
Money is the work of man's hands.
金钱是人手所造的。
God did not create money.
神没有创造金钱。
If you find the biblical evidence that God created money, please let me know.
如果你, 在圣经里头读到神创造了金钱, 请你让我知道。
Because God told Adam, you will eat the plants of the field, by the sweat of your face, you will eat bread.
神对亚当说, 你要吃田间的菜蔬, 你必汗流满面, 才得糊口。
If every one of us today is a farmer,
如果今天我们每一个人都是农夫,
and every one of us only eat vegetables,
我们每个人只吃蔬菜,
and we eat the vegetable we planted,
我们就吃自己种的蔬菜,
then we don't need money.
那我们不需要金钱了。
Isn't that right?
这是不是对的?
The reason we need money today is out of man's creativity, we create many different vocations.
我们需要金钱的原因是因为人自己创造了许多的职业。
Then we offer many different products and services.
我们就要供应许多不同的产品和服务。
In order for us to exchange products and services, then we have to have a money.
我们为了要交换这些产品和服务, 我们就必须要有金钱。
And money is very powerful because have the money, you can use it to exchange any products and any services.
金钱是很有用的, 如果你有钱, 你就可以交换任何的服务, 任何的产品。
So have money is not a problem.
因此有钱不是问题。
Use money is not a problem.
用钱也不是问题。
Even have a lot of money is not a problem.
有许多的钱财也不是问题。
The problem is the love for the money.
这问题是贪爱钱财。
Do we have this love for money?
我们里面是否有这贪爱钱财的心?
Does making money is more important than worship?
赚钱是不是比敬拜更重要?
I am not suggesting that if you have to work on Sunday because of certain situation, then you're worshipping idol.
我不是说如果你 在主日你需要加班, 你就是在敬拜偶像。
But I'm convinced that we often have to make a decision between making money and worshipping the Lord.
但我相信我们必须常常做这个决定, 我们是赚钱呢, 我们还是敬拜主。
And no one can serve two masters.
没有人能够敬拜两个主人。
For either he will hate the one or love the other.
不是恶这个, 爱那个。
If we continue to make a decision favor making money, then we elevate the position of money in our life.
如果我们不断地要做这个, 赚钱, 这样的决定的话, 我们就提高了金钱的地位。
If we continue to make those decisions, one day the money will have a higher position in our life than worshipping God.
如果我们不断地做这样决定，有一天金钱在我们里面就比敬拜神更重要了。
And at that time, the money becomes an idol.
在那时，金钱就成了偶像。
Many, many things could become an idol in our life.
在我们的生活中，许多事物都可能成为偶像。
Do you know there's a very, very tough verses in Luke?
你知道在路加福音有一节很难的圣经。
Yeah, we usually don't share that verses with gospel friends.
通常我们不跟福音朋友交通这节圣经。
And he says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sister, and yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciples.
人到我这里来，若不恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
This verse does not tell us to hate our father and mother.
这节圣经不是叫我们要恨自己的父母。
This verse is saying that mother, father, and wife has potential to become an idol in our life.
这节圣经是说，父母、妻子有可能成为我们生命中的偶像。
If they become more important than the Lord, and that is an idol in our life.
如果他们比主更重要，他们就成为我们生命中的偶像。
If any one of them become the master in our life, then the Lord Jesus cannot be our master.
如果任何人成为我们生命中的主人，那主耶稣就不能做我们的主人。
I hope that about now you can see that the idol worship is a serious matter in our life as well.
我希望你现在能够看到，拜偶像在我们生命中也是一件很严重的问题。
When Moses saw the molten calf, and he smashed the two tablets in two pieces.
当摩西看到了那金牛犊，他就把两块石板摔碎了。
This instance proved the Israelites could not bear the testimony for the Lord.
这件事证明了以色列人他们不能为神做见证。
And in fact, entire history of Israel proved that they could not bear the testimony for the Lord.
而整个以色列历史都可以看到以色列人不能为主做见证。
So this morning we want to consider.Together, then how can we bear the testimony for the Lord?
今天早晨我们要思想我们如何为主做见证。
And one thing we found in the scripture we just read.
在我们刚读的圣经中我们看到。
And when God answered Moses' intercession and then create two new tablets.
当耶和华答应了摩西的的求告，他就造了两块石板。
But in addition to the two tablets, God asked Moses to make another instrument.
除了这两块石板，神又要摩西再做另一件物件。
God asked Moses to create an ark of wood.
神要摩西再造一个木柜。
And in the Bible, this ark is the same word as Noah's ark. It's the same word as the ark of the covenant in the tabernacle.
这个原文它是和诺亚的方舟是同一个字，它也是和会幕里的约柜是同一个字。
And God wrote on the tablet the words that were on the former tablets.
神就在这两块板上写了跟头以前的两块石板同样的字。
And God asked Moses to put the tablets in the ark.
而神要摩西把这两块石板放在这木柜里。
Why God asked Moses to do these things, to put the tablet in the ark.
神为什么要摩西把这两块石板放在木柜里？
The first two tablets were in Moses' hand.
头两块石板是在摩西的手中。
But the second two tablets was placed in the ark.
但这后两块石板是放在木柜里。
I believe there is a significance to it.
我相信这有个重要性。
Because the ark has a spiritual meaning in the Bible.
因为约柜在圣经中有属灵的意义。
And the ark symbolized the presence of the Lord.
约柜就代表神的同在。
Therefore, putting the tablet in the ark revealed a truth to us.
因此把两块石板放在柜里就向我们启示了一个真理。
In order to live to be the testimony, the only way to do itis to live in the presence of the Lord.
我们若要活出主的见证来，我们必须要活在主的面前。
It's not possible to have the testimony in one's hands.
我们的那见证不可能在人的手中。
We can spend all our effort, use our hands to live out the testimony, it will fail.
我们可以竭尽全力的要在我们的手上来做出见证，我们会，但是会失败。
The only way to live to be the testimony for the Lord is to live in the presence of the Lord.
唯一能够为主做见证的道路，就是要在主的同，活在主的同在中。
The testimony must be in the ark.
见证必须在这约柜里。
Do you remember what happened during Moses' early life?
你记得在摩西早年发生的事？
Actually, this truth was revealed to us to see.
而这真理已经启示了我们。
No, Moses was born to die. Do you remember that?
你记得摩西一生出来就应该要死了。
He was born to a death sentence.
他一生出来就被判了死刑。
And there was no way Moses could live.
摩西是不可能会活的。
But his mother hid it for 3 months.
但是他母亲把他藏了3个月。
But after 3 months, she could no longer hide Moses.
但过了3个月，他没有办法再藏摩西了。
So he took an ark of reed.
所以就他就拿了一个蒲草箱。
And covered it with tar and pitch.
然后抹上石锡和石油。
Then he put Moses into the ark.
他把摩西放在这箱里。
And set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile River.
而放在尼罗河畔的芦底里。
And this ark of reed, the word ark, is the same word as Noah's ark.
这蒲草箱的字就和挪亚方舟是同一个字。
And it's the same word as in the ark of the covenant in the tabernacle.
而和会幕里的约柜也是同一个字。
Even at the very beginning of Moses' life, God has revealed to us how to become His testimony.
在摩西生命一开始，神就向我们启示了如何成为神的见证。
And Moses must be placed in this ark.
摩西必须被放在这柜里。
It's not Moses who could be God's testimony.
摩西不能做主的见证。
It is Moses in the ark.
是在柜中的摩西才能为主做见证。
When the presence of the Lord, with the presence of the Lord, Moses was a very powerful witness.
若有神的同在， 摩西就能为主做一个是非常有能力的见证。
But without God's presence, Moses was as weak as we are.
若没有神的同在， 摩西就像我们一样软弱。
So one day when Moses got out of the ark,
当有一天摩西从这柜中出来，
And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew.
他就看到有埃及人在打希伯来人。
Then he struck down the Egyptian and hid it in the sand.
他就杀死了这埃及人， 把他藏在沙土里。
Moses did something outside of the ark.
摩西是在这约柜之外来做这事。
And he could no longer bear the testimony.
他就不再能为主做见证。
And for this reason, Moses spent the next 40 years in the desert of Midian.
因着这原因，摩西在下面的40年，他就在米甸的旷野里。
So after Israel worshipped the molten calf, and God decided not to go with them anymore.
当以色列人拜金牛犊之后，神就决定不要和他们同去。
God was afraid that God would kill them.
神恐怕他会杀了他们。
But Moses said to the Lord,
但摩西向神说,
If your presence does not go with us, do not send us this way.
你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
Moses was saying, If you don't go with us, we will not go.
摩西是说, 你若不与我们同去，我们就不去。
So this tells us that Moses, after 40 years, he realized that he had to be in the ark.
我们就看见，在40年之后，摩西他就明白了，他必须在这约柜里。We
must have the presence of the Lord in order to bear the testimony for the Lord.
我们必须要在约柜里才能有神的见证。
So if you read the Exodus and your Numbers and Deuteronomy, you will realize Moses was always with the Lord.
所以你看到，如果你读出埃及记、生命记、民数记，你就看到摩西永远与神同在。
But unfortunately, only Moses was with the Lord.
但是很不幸的，只有摩西与主同在。
And not the rest of Israel.
其他的以色列人。
But why? Why only Moses?
为什么只有摩西?
Because Israelites were afraid of the fire.
因为以色列人惧怕火。
Why did they afraid of the fire?
以色列人为什么惧怕火?
No, according to the Deuteronomy, they were afraid that the fire would consume them.
在申命记说，以色列人怕这火会烧灭他们。
Why do you afraid of fire?
你为什么惧怕火?
It is because there's something in them will be consumed by the fire.
因为在他们的里面会有一些事物会被火所烧灭。
You know, in 1 Corinthians, Paul said a man can build on the foundations with various different materials.
在哥林多前书保罗说到，人可以在不同的根基，用不同的物质来在根基上建造。
Gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, straw.
金银宝石、草木、禾秸。
If you only have wood, hay, straw in your heart,
如果你心中只有草木、禾秸，
you would be afraid of the fire.
你就会惧怕这火。
If you have gold, silver, and precious stone, you will not be afraid of the fire.
如果你有金银宝石，你就不惧怕火。
Therefore, on that day, the Israelites were afraid of the fire because in their heart there were wood, hay, and straw.
因此，在那日，以色列人惧怕火，因为在他们的心中有草木禾秸。
They left Egypt. They passed the Red Sea.
他们离开埃及，他们过了红海。
They were freed of oppressions. They experienced the Passover. They saw the mighty work of the Lord.
他们过了逾越节，他们看见，他们亲眼看见神大能的作为。
However, the Egypt never left them.
但是埃及从没有离开他们。
The Egypt still in their heart.
埃及在他们的心里。
The love of Egypt is deeply in their heart.
这爱埃及的心在他们的心的深处。
And the love of Egypt in their heart was the wood, hay, and straw.
这爱埃及的心就是他们的草木禾秸。
So they were afraid of the fire.
因此他们惧怕火。
Brothers and sisters, are we afraid of the fire today?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是否惧怕火？
You answer this question to yourself. Are you afraid of the fire?
你今天回答这，你向自己回答这问题，你是否惧怕火？
We have left the world.
我们离开了世界。
We have experienced the Passover lamb.
我们已经经历了逾越节的羔羊。
We have escaped the power of sin and the power of death.
我们已经脱离了罪和死的权势。
But is the love of this world still in our heart?
但这爱世界的心是否还在我们的里面？
If it does, then we have wood, hay, and straw.
若还在，我们里面就有草木禾秸。
We will never be able to experience the same experience that Moses experienced.
我们就永不能经历摩西所经历的。
If you still love this world,
如果你仍旧爱世界。
In order to bear the testimony for him, we must not be afraid of the fire.
我若要为主做见证，我们就不能惧怕火。
You might ask, how could Moses not be afraid?
也许你问，摩西为什么不怕火？
Did Moses have any love for Egypt as well?
难道摩西他没有爱，他不爱埃及吗？
Moses was not born with gold, silver, and precious stone in his heart.
摩西出生的时候并没有金银宝石在他的心中。
But all his wood, hay, and straw were burned away during those 40 years in the desert of Midian.
但他心中的草木禾秸在那四十年，米甸的旷野都被烧灭了。
After 40 years in that desert, everything else had been burned away.
在米甸旷野的四十年，其他一切事物都被烧灭了。
So what left in Moses is gold, silver, and precious stone.
因此留在摩西里面的就是金银宝石。
Therefore, Moses was not afraid of the fire.
因此摩西他不怕火。
He spent time with the fire for 40 days and 40 nights.
他40昼夜与火相处。
Brothers and sisters, are we willing to approach the fire, allow the fire to burn away any wood, hay, and straw in our heart?
弟兄姊妹，我们是否愿意来到这火的面前，让这火烧灭我们里面一切的草木禾秸？
Hebrew encourages us to come boldly into his presence.
希伯来书激励我们要坦然无惧进入
主圣。By the blood of Lord Jesus, we can come boldly into His presence.
借着耶稣的宝血，我们能坦然进入至圣所。
Our body will never be burned away because our Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
我们的身体不会被烧灭，因为主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
But as we approach the fire, what would be burned away is the wood, the hay and straw in our heart.
当我们来到火的面前，被烧灭的是草木禾秸。
We cannot remove those things ourselves.
我们自己不能除去这些。
The only way to remove them is to come approach the fire.
唯一能除去这草木禾秸的，就是来接近这火。
And there's a hymn even mentioned this in our hymn book.
在我们诗歌本里有一首诗歌。
He said to burn up the dross of base desire.
他说烧掉所有的悲情下品。
There are base desire in our heart.
在我们心中有悲情下品。
There's no other way to get rid of them.
没有其他的途径能消灭这些。
The only way is to come approach the fire.
唯一的途径就是来到火面前。
Only the fire can burn the dross of the base desire.
只有这火能消灭我们里面的悲情下品。
Brother and sister, we must approach the fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须来到火面前。
We must come boldly to approach the fire.
我们必须坦然无惧来到这火面前。
And allow the fire to burn away the dross of base desire in our heart.
让这火烧去我们里面一切的悲情下品。
Then we can be God's testimony.
然后我们就能做神的见证人。
So this is my first point.
这是我要说的第一点。
The ark.The testimony must be in the ark.
见证必须在这约柜里面。
There's no other way.
没有其他的方法。
There's no other way to become God's testimony.
没有其他的道路能够做神的见证。
We must approach the fire.
我们必须来到火面前。
We must live in His presence.
我们必须住在他的同在中。
Then we can be His testimony.
我们就能做他的见证人。
Right, let's come to the second point.
我们再来看第二点。
If we do live this way,
如果我们如此生活
If we do come to the Lord and live in His presence,
如果我们来到主面前，在他的同在中
And what will happen in our life?
在我们生命中会发生什么
And what will happen is the second point.
所发生的就是这第二点
The tablet will be written upon our heart.
这律法要写在我们的心上
As Hebrew chapter 10 said, Hebrew,
希伯来书十章
This is a covenant.That I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws upon their heart.
希伯来书十章十六节，主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们的心上，又要放在他们的里面。
So how can God do this?
神如何能成就这事
？How can God write the tablets into our heart?
神如何能把律法写在我们的心板上
？Again, we need to use.Moses as examples.
我们再用摩西来做举例子。
We know that in Numbers, God said something about Moses.
我们知道在民数记里，神如此的说摩西。
He said, "Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth."
摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
This is a remarkable statement.
这是非常奇异的说。述说
And it was said by the Lord himself.
这是主自己说的。
Lord said about Moses as the most humble person on the face of the earth.
主说摩西是在地上最谦卑的人。
Clearly, now we found this character of humility in Moses.
我们就很清楚地看到在摩西里面的谦卑。
And humility was written.Into Moses' heart.
谦卑就写在摩西的心上。
But how did this happen?
但这是如何发生的
Now, Moses was not born with humility.
摩西不是生来就谦卑的。
Moses would not have gained humility after he was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians and became a man of power in words and in deeds.
摩西他不会谦卑，因为他学了埃及人一切的学问，说话行事都有才能。
How can you have that humility if you are the wisest person in Egypt?
你怎么能够谦卑？如果你是埃及最明智的人。
But how did God put humility in Moses?
但是神如何把谦卑放在摩西的里面
？God has to
God had to write the tablet into his heart.
神必须要把律法写在他的心上。
But Moses is nothing like humility.
但摩西他本来并不谦卑。
Therefore, God used Pharaoh to write the humility in his heart.
因此神用法老把谦卑写在他的心上。
God used 40 years in desert to write the humility in his heart.
神用在米甸旷野的40年把谦卑写在他的心上。
This is how God does his work.
这就是神如何成就他的工作。
God has something he wants to write into your heart.
神他要把一些事写在你的心上。
And God is the ruler of all.
神他是全地的主。
So he can use all things.
他可以用万事。
God is using your wife to write something in your heart.
神用你的妻子来写信写字在你的心上。
It is true.
这是真实的。
If you realize, you'll be blessed.
若你明白了，你就蒙福了。
God is using your husband to write something in your heart.
神用你的丈夫在你的心上写了一些事。
God is using a very difficult circumstances that no one can understand why it has happened to you. God is using that circumstance to write something in your heart.
神用一个非常艰难的环境，这是别人所不能够明了的环境，来在你的心上写了一些。
Therefore, when we encounter something in our life, that's not to resist that.
因此当我们在生活中遇见了一些事，我们不要抗拒。
Because we may resisting God's writing.
因为我们可能在抗拒神的手。
God is trying to write something in your heart and in your mind.
神要在你的心思意念上写下一些话。
So after 40 years, God succeeded in writing the humility in Moses' heart.
因此在40年之后，神就很成功的把谦卑写在摩西的心上。
So after 40 years, Moses said, Lord, I have never been eloquent.
所以40年之后，摩西就说，主，我数日不是能言的人。
God has erased the pride in his heart completely. Moses didn't even remember the days that he is power in words and in deeds.
神已经把他那个过去的说话形式都有才能的那一段已经从他的心里面抹去了。
So he said, I have never been eloquent.
所以他说，我素日不是能言的人。
Neither recently nor in the time past.
不但今日，在过去也是如此。
Everything that was in his heart will have been removed.
过去在他心里的神都已经抹去了。
God wrote humility in Moses' heart.
神把谦卑写在摩西的心里。
This is what happened when we live in the presence of the Lord.
这就是当我们能够活在神的同在中的结果。
When we read the Hebrew, we found another remarkable verses about Moses.
当我们读希伯来书的时候，我们就读到关于摩西的另一个很奇妙的事。
So in Hebrew chapter 3, the author is describing the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus.
在希伯来书第三章，这作者就在描述主耶稣在神家中的敬
忠。But in order to describe the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus, the author wants to use an example.
但是为了要描述主耶稣的敬忠，他要用一个例子。
And he used Moses.
他就用摩西为例子。
He said Moses was faithful in all his house.
他说摩西在神的家中尽忠。
Now Moses was a faithful servant in the house of God.
摩西在神的家中是忠心的仆人。
But was Moses born with this faithfulness in his heart?
摩西是否生来里面就有这个忠心？
How did God write the faithfulness in his heart?
神如何把忠心写在他的心中？
I believe God wrote faithfulness by speaking to Moses face to face.
我相信神把这忠心写在他的心中，因为神面对面向他说话。
There were numerous of time Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord.
有许多时候，摩西四十昼夜与主同在。
Even in the Bible, God said, "I spoke to Moses face to face."
在圣经里头，主说我与摩西面对面。
You know, after spending so much time with the Lord face to face, Moses actually has a glimpse of what actually was in God's heart.
当摩西他有许多这么多时间与主面对面，所以他已经看见了神的心意。
Moses saw two things in God's heart.
摩西 看到了神的两件他的心意。
Number one, Moses thought the people of Israel were God's inheritance.
第一，他看见了以色列百姓是神的产业。
And number two, he thought God saved Israel is because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
第二，他看见神拯救以色列人，是因为神要建立他向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示所应许的话。
And this is remarkable revelation to Moses.
这对摩西来说是何等奇妙的启示。
It's only possible when someone was with the Lord face to face.
只有当人 与神面对面。
Only when you spoke to a person face to face, you begin to understand what was in this person's heart.
只有当你与人面对面交谈，你才能明白他的心意。
Only when you understand what's in this person's heart, you will be faithful to him.
只有你明白了他的心意，你才能向他尽忠。
Moses learned how to look at God's people.
摩西他就学到了如何来看神的百姓。
Not from his own perspective.
不是从他自己的观点。
But from the perspective.Of God Himself.
而是从神的观点。
They are God's inheritance.
他们是神的产业。
They are not ordinary people.
他们不是一般的百姓。
Doesn't matter how weak they are.
无论他们多么软弱。
Doesn't matter what wicked thing they did.
无论他们做了多么邪恶的事。
They are God's inheritance.
他们是神的产业。
Secondly.
第二。
Moses learned to look at the people from the perspective of covenant.
摩西他能来看这些百姓是从神的约。来看
no, it's not about the righteousness of the people.
不是关乎这些人的政治。
It's about the covenant between God and their forefathers.
而是关乎神与他们列祖所立的约。
Brothers and sisters, if we are not faithful in the house of God, it is often because we have not seen the heart of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能在神的家中尽忠，因为我们没有看见神的心意。
If we have seen the heart of the Lord, we will be as faithful as Moses.
如果我们能看见神的心意，我们就会像摩西那样尽忠。
Therefore, when God wanted to destroy the people of Israel, Moses was able to intercede on their behalf.
因此，当神要除灭以色列百姓，摩西能够为以色列人祷告。
Even God wants to destroy the people of Israel.
神都想要除灭以色列。
But Moses, because he knew the heart of the Lord, intercede.
但是摩西他明白神的心意，他就为以色列民代求。
And he intercede by pointing what's in God's heart.
他就用神的心意来向主代求。
Then he said, "These people are your inheritance."
他说这些百姓是你的产业。
They are my people, but they are your inheritance.
他们是我的民，但是他们是你的产业。
If you destroy my people, you destroy your own inheritance.
如果你灭绝了我的百姓，你就灭绝了你的产业。
Then he said, Lord, remember your covenant.
他又说，主，你记得你的约。
Remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
记得你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
You established the covenant with them.
你与他们立了约。
Do not look at the stubbornness.Of the people,
不要看这些民众的顽梗。
Do not look at their wicked behavior.
不要看他们邪恶的作为。
Look at the covenant that you established with our forefathers.
你要看他们，你与他们列祖所立的约。
Moses understood what was in God's heart.
摩西深知神的心意。
Therefore, God has agreed with Moses.
因此神必须 同意摩西所祷告。
And gave them two new tablets.
就赐给他们两块法版。
The reason that Moses could be such a great intercessor for Israel because he knew God's heart.
摩西所以能够如此为以色列人代求，因为他明白神的心意。
Because the tablet had been written in his heart.
因为神已经将律法写在他的心上。
The faithfulness was written in his heart.
这忠心写在他的心上。
If we behold the glory of the Lord, we will be transformed into the same image from glory to glory.
如果我们能敞着脸看见主的荣光，就能变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Brothers and sisters, God is using all circumstances to write something in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，主用万事来在我们的心中来写字。
If we recognize and we cooperate with the Lord,Something glorious will happen in our heart.
如果我们知道了我们与神同工，那 有一件荣耀的事会发生在我们的生命中。
We allow the Lord to write the tablets in our heart.
我们能让神把律法写在心板上。
So this morning we discussed two important points about testimony.
今天我们就看见这关乎见证的两件事。
The first one, the tablet must be placed in the ark.
第一，见证必须放在约柜中。
If we ever have desire to bear his testimony, we must live in his presence.
如果我们渴慕做神的见证，我们必须活在他的同在中。
Then if we live in his presence, God will write these two tablets in our heart.
如果我们活在他的同在中，神就会把这两块石板上的话写在我们的心板上。
We have been sharing in the last few weeks about the witness in Hebrew chapter 11.
我们过去几周就交通到希伯来书里头讲到这神的见证人。
But you look at their life, there is one common element, there's common theme in their life.
但你看他们在他们的生命中都有一个共同点。
And the common thing is they live in the presence of the Lord.
这共同点就是他们活在神的同在中。
Doesn't matter who they are.
不论他是谁。
Abel, Enoch, Abraham, and Moses.
我们看亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西。
Are they perfect?
他们是完全的吗？
They're not perfect.
他们不是完全的。
But they do live in the presence of the Lord.
但是他们活在神的同在中。
So the Lord can put his laws in their heart.
因此神能把律法放在他们的心中。
When the laws are in their heart, and they can bear the testimony for the Lord.
当着律法在他们的心中，他们就能为神做见证。
Throughout those Bible, you see many, many witnesses.
在圣经中我们看见许多见证人。
And there is no exceptions.
没有例外。
There is no exceptions.
没有例外。
There is no one who did not live in the presence of the Lord can be God's witness.
没有人他不活在神的同在中却能为神做见证。
Therefore, this is a very clear path before us.
因此在我们前面这是一个非常清楚的道路。
If we ever want to bear the testimony for him, we must live in his presence.
我们若要为主做见证，我们必须活在他的同在中。
So brother and sister, this morning, we can consider together, do we live in the presence of the Lord today?
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们可以思想我们是否活在神的同在中。
Do we live in the presence of the Lord today?
今天我们是否活在神的同在中
？As you making your daily decision，
当你每天做决定的时候
，When you decide whether I need to bring the child to the worship or to the coach，
当你要决定你把孩子带来敬拜还是带去教练那里
，When you decide when I bring this child to the worship or to the dance class，
当你决定你把孩子带来敬拜还是带去跳舞课。
When you decide when I want to bring this child to high school class or to SAT practice lesson.
当你决定你要把孩子带来教会高中生的上高中生课或是带他去上 SAT 的课。
Are you making that decision in the presence of the Lord?
你是否在神的同在中做这样的决定？
Every decision of our life must be made in the presence of the Lord.
在我们生活中，每一个决定都必须在主的面前做。
Because if we make our decision in the presence of the Lord,
如果我们若在主的同在中做这决定,
God can use that decision to write something in your heart.
神就可以用这决定写把律法写在我们的心上。
Sometimes we have to make very difficult decisions.
有时我们必须做很困难的决定。
But that difficult decision is the tool for the Lord to write something in your heart.
但这困难的决定就是神的工具，他能把律法写在我们的心板上。
Do you know what happened when the Lord had successfully written something in your heart?
你知道当神成功的把律法写在你心板上以后，什么会发生？
It is no longer you live, but Christ that lives in you.
就是不再是你，而是基督在你里面活着。
Now you know why we sing that song in the beginning.
现在你就知道我们为什么唱那首诗歌。
We love that song.
我们喜欢那首诗歌。
We love the verses.
我们喜欢的那
首诗歌。But how can this verse be reality?
但是经节如何能成为实际？
If we continue to place something higher than our Lord Jesus, how can this song and this verse become a reality in our life?
如果我们继续把其他的事放在主的前面，这经节如何能成为我们的实际？
I believe we all want this to be reality.
我相信我们都希望这成为实际。
It's not I. It's no longer that I live, but Christ that lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But today we see a clear path toward that.
今天我们看见一个清楚的道路。
It's a new and living way.
是又新又活的路。
God never required us to do something we're unable to do.
神从来不要求我们做我们不能做的事。
What we need to do is respond to the calling to come boldly into the presence of the Lord.
我们所做的就是向他回应，坦然无惧，来到他的面前。
If we are willing to come, if we are willing to come into His presence, God will do the rest.
如果我们愿意来到他的同在中，主会做其他的事。
If you live in the presence of the Lord, it will be very difficult to make a decision to send your child to a dance class instead of come to the worship time.
如果你不你活在神的同在中，你就不会把你孩子送去跳舞课，而不来敬拜。
It will be very difficult to make that decision if you do live in the presence of the Lord.
你如果你活在神的同在中，你就很难去做那样的决定。
Why would the poor widow offer all that she had?
这贫穷的寡妇怎么样能够把她所有的都献上？
You know, the poorer you are, the more love for your own money.
你知道，越贫穷的人就会越爱自己的钱财。
But how could this poor widow offer all that she had?
但这贫穷的寡妇怎么能献上她所有的？
How could Mary offer all that she had to the Lord?
玛利亚怎么能献上她所有的交给主？
How could Apostle Paul run the race the way he runs?
使徒保罗怎么能那样跑他前面的路程？
People thought they were mad.
别人以为他是疯狂了。
But he was not.
但他不是。
Because there was something written in his heart.
因为有一些事写在他的心上。
It was Christ that lives in him.
是基督在他里面活着。
The law was written in their heart.
律法写在他的心板上。
So they live according to different laws now.
所以他是照着不同的律法活。
The widow lived based on different laws.
这个寡妇是照着不同的律法而活的。
Mary lived according to different laws.
玛利亚是照着不同的律法活着。
Paul lived according to a different laws.
保罗照着不同的律法活着。
Because Christ lived in them.
因为基督在他里面活着。
But perhaps we are afraid of the fire. Just like the people of Israel.
也许我们像以色列人一样惧怕那火。
I think Bible really tell a very good story because it really is our situation. We were afraid of the fire.
我想圣经正说出了我们的情形，我们惧怕那火。
Then, brothers and sisters, do not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，不要惧怕。
The fire can only burn away the wood and hay and the straw.
这火只会烧去草木和谐。
The fire can only burn away the dross of base desire.
这火只会烧去悲情下品。
It's much better to let wood hay straw of gold.
让草木和秸被烧去是好的事。
It's much better to let the dross of the base desire go.
让卑贱下品被烧去是更好的事。
When we do come into the presence of the Lord, the laws will be written into our heart.
当我们来到神的同在中，那律法就会写在我们的心板上。
And this hymn and that verse will become a reality in our lives.
那首诗歌和这经文就会成为我们生命中的实际。
And we can experience the reality of Christ that lives in me.
我们就能经历基督在我里面活着的实际。
After you're making that difficult decision.
当你做了那困难的决定之后。
After you make that very difficult choice.
当你做了那困难的拣选之后。
Then you experience that something is written in your heart.
你就能经历律法写在你的心板上。
And that will be with you for the rest of your life.
那在你在那个那就会与你那是一生之久的事。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We can come and to have this fellowship upon your words.
父，我们感谢你，我们可以来到你面前来交通这些话语。
Lord, we do.Again, recognize our inadequacy.
我们承认我们的不足。
And we pray the Holy Spirit will take these words, and put in our heart.
我们祷告圣灵能把这些话语放在我们的心里。
And you will become that comforter to this word.
你成为这话语的保惠师。
You become encouragers for us.To accept the words.
你能激励我们，叫我们能接受这话语。
Now we thank the Lord. We have this high priest.
我们感谢主，我们有这大祭司。
Who can help us when we are unable to approach the throne of grace?
当我们不能来到施恩宝座前，这大祭司会帮助我们。
I pray this morning that you will give us that boldness.
我们祷告今天早晨，你给我们这坦然无惧。
To approach the fire.
能来到这火面前。
Allow the fire to burn away the wood and hate and stored in our heart.
让这火能烧去一切我们生命中的草木禾秸。
To burn away the dross of base desire.
能烧去一切的卑情下品。
It's not something we can do ourselves.
这是我们自己所不能做的。
And we were willing to come to you.
我们愿意来到你面前。
Approach the fire.
来到火的面前。
And accept that you.Will have our best interest in your heart.
我们能够接受你是为着我们的益处。
Therefore, we will have that confidence to come.
我们就能坦然无惧的来。
We pray that for all of us to have that moment of thought before you.
我们祷告每一个人在你面前都能够这样思想。
To reflect upon our life and compare against your words.
来回顾我们的我们过去和来到拿到你在你的话语面前。
And may this word shine a light into our life.
让你的话语在我们生命中发光。
So that we not only sing about Christ that lives in me.
让我不单单的是唱。基督在我里面活着。
And we live, and we have the experience that I indeed Christ that lives in me.
让我们真能活出来，能够经历到基督在我里面活着。
I pray for those who have a difficulties in their life right now.
我们为着现在生活中有难处的人祷告。
I pray for those who have very difficult circumstances around them right now.
我们祷告为着现在有困难环境的人 为他们祷告
Pray the Holy Spirit will reveal to them
愿圣灵能启示他们
That God is using that circumstances to write something into their heart
神在用那样的环境能把律法写在他的心板上
Therefore they can experience there's no longer I that lives but ChristThat lives in me.
那是他们能经历到，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I prayed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。